What if adding more fun to your life was the secret to a healthier nervous system? That's exactly what we're talking about in today's episode of the Building Resilience Podcast, episode 220, Creating More Fun in Your Life with Chris Rich. Welcome to Building Resilience, a podcast where theory, practical strategies, and inspiring stories show you how to unlock your best life. I'm your host, Leah Davidson. As a certified life coach, speech language pathologist, and nervous system resilience expert, it is my mission to teach you how to be more resilient to life's adversities. I will show you how to manage your mind, befriend your nervous system, process your emotions, and even eliminate stress. It's time to do more than just survive. It's time to thrive. Let's get started. Chris shares simple and silly ways to bring more joy into your days, like stomping in puddles and jumping in leaves and rediscovering play as an adult. Plus, she gives us three easy ways to invite more fun into our lives and explains why fun just isn't a nice to have. It's a nervous system reset button. If life has been feeling a little bit too serious for you, then this is the episode for you. Welcome, everybody, to the Building Resilience Podcast today. I am excited to share yet another interview with you. We are going to be talking today with Chris Rich. Now, Chris is a certified life coach. She's a mental health presenter and the host of the Mixed Faith Relationship Podcast. As a coach, she specializes in helping people navigate the complexities of mixed faith relationships with confidence, connection, and compassion. Drawing from her own experience in a mixed faith marriage, Chris provides practical tools to foster understanding and resilience. Plus, she's also a fun expert, believing that play and laughter are essential in strengthening relationships and building emotional well-being. She's known for her warmth, her humor, and her down-to-earth approach. And Chris is passionate about helping others find joy and fulfillment when life looks different than expected. And you can find her at chrisrichcoaching.com. I hope you enjoy this episode and have a little bit more fun in your life. Welcome, Chris. I am so excited to have you on this podcast episode today. I'm excited to talk about our topic, but before we get there, why don't you share just a little bit about yourself in your own words so people can get the flavor of you?
Sure. I think one of the most important things to recognize is don't ever sit next to me at a serious event because I will get both of us in trouble.
I was one of those kids too, believe me. I know we have different approach. We'll talk about this whole episode, but I was one of those kids too that was always the one that was like, don't put them beside Leah because
we'll chat. Mm-hmm. Yes, totally. I love to make friends and I assume that everyone I meet is going to be a dear friend and I'm usually right. So that's something about me. I love bear hugs. I love big, bright colors. I love licking the beaters when I'm making frosting. And I like to be a little bit mischievous, just a little bit. Okay. My favorite scripture is in 2 Nephi 5:27, and that is, and it came to pass that we lived after the manner of happiness. One of my favorite ones. I live in Massachusetts. My husband and I both grew up in Salt Lake City, and we currently live in Massachusetts. We've been married for 26 years, and we've got three of the most amazing kids. I've got a 15-year-old son, a 20-year-old son, and a 22-year-old daughter. And one of my very favorite words is brutiful. I like to say that life is brutiful.
I love that.
Isn't that a good, I got that from Glennon Doyle.
Yeah, that seems right. Maybe I've read it there, heard it there.
I love that word because it's been, I have so many amazing, beautiful things in my life. And there, and's one, that's one thing to know about me. And is one of my very favorite words.
It is.
That life did not turn out the way that I expected it. And it's been filled with lots of joy and fun and sunshine and laughter and unmet expectations and trauma and tears.
Yeah.
A couple other things about me. I'm a certified life coach. I'm a mental health presenter. And I also am the host of the Mixed Faith Relationship Podcast. So that's a little bit about me.
Thank you. Yes, I'm excited to have you on today to talk about our topic of fun. You came into my world, I can't remember how long ago now, but we met. I was on your podcast a while back, and then you since joined my Connections membership, and now you're in the advanced training. And right away, I saw, this is a fun girl. This is somebody that if we were sitting beside each other in class, we'd be kicked out of class. I could totally tell.
For sure.
I knew that. And I know every time, even like I have to share with everybody that right before we got on to record this, of course, before I hit record, I hopped on Zoom and there Chris was wearing a gorilla mask. And it just made me laugh right away. I'm sure she has it. There it is. So there.
Pull it out right there.
For those of you, you can go check it out on YouTube to see. She just showed the mask. And I love that about you. And what was so interesting for me too, and we're going to talk all about fun today and all about nervous system. While I love having fun and I consider myself a fun person, I consider myself pretty funny and I enjoy having fun, I have also had a hard time having fun and had a hard time playing. And I think that really does relate to nervous system stuff. And you and I had talked about that. And that's why I wanted to bring you on the podcast. I want to talk about how to create more fun in your life because it doesn't come easily for everybody. Yeah. So I'm happy to have you here to talk about how you recommend creating more fun. And we'll see where this goes.
Well, I'm super excited about this.
All right.
Sorry.
No, go ahead. You can start that.
I think just as I'm taking your class, I love the nervous system, that advanced training, because there's so many cool things to understand about the nervous system and fun is important. It's not just like fun is a frivolous thing to do once in a while. There are so many benefits to fun. I think the first thing that I would think of is fun helps our mental and our physical health. And it can definitely be a stress reliever. I think of, I love the analogy that life is like a pressure cooker, an instant pot. Mm-hmm. And that stress is building and building and building. And fun is a fantastic way to open up that little pressure release valve and let out some of that stress. So it's, I love, like, this is actually good for my mental health and my physical health.
Mm-hmm.
And you could probably talk about all the, like, when with the fun helps us to reduce cortisol level and increases serotonin, all those things that you've taught us about.
Mm-hmm.
And just like the whole, that old adage that laughter is the best medicine. It's amazing. It feels good.
Yeah, I agree. It's a built-in stress reliever. It allows us to access safety. It allows us to release those hormones. It really invites in. It invites in a different environment. It invites in just a change in our nervous system state when we can have fun. What are your thoughts, though? Now I feel like I'm going to be quizzing you. What are your thoughts, though, on why some people have a hard time accessing fun?
Well, I think it all goes back to the nervous system. If you are not... Yay, I passed.
Yay,
do I get extra credit?
Right. That was the right answer. Yeah.
If you are not feeling safe, it's going to be very hard to have fun. And I think it's interesting. A lot of times you'll go to a party and one person will be like, that was so fun. I loved it. And the other person's like, this is stupid. Let's get out of here.
Yeah.
And looking at it as like, are you feeling safe or not? Because if you're not feeling safe, it's probably not going to feel very fun.
Yeah.
And that whole, like, your thoughts about the situation that are going to be based off your nervous system. Here's an example. I love picnics. Picnics are probably one of my very favorite things. And anytime I suggest a picnic, I've got with my whoever's home at the time, I've got one that's like, I'll only do it if we're in the backyard so no one can see me. Or someone will be like, oh, it's so much work because then we have to bring everything out and take everything back in. And then someone's going to be complaining about mosquitoes. So yeah. The picnic isn't fun.
Right.
It's how we're looking at it. It's how... like how the lens that we're wearing about the picnic. And I think it's just important to recognize that. I always say that to my kids. It is not fun.
That's right. Yeah.
Just a.
And it's also in the broader, the whole overall state that you're in. Because I think of it, like if I'm in a team hyper state, which I've spent many parts of my life in that state, then even the idea of fun is taking me away from the busyness, the things I have to do, all the things that keep me in team hyper. Fun seems like a waste of time, very frivolous. It's kind of how I have felt about rest. And, you know, just like, I don't need to rest. Like, I'm not being productive. This is a waste of time. Fun fell into that category for me, that it's not productive enough because I've spent so much time in Team Hyper that everything is focused on productivity and busyness. And my worth ends up being associated with that. So I think then fun and rest and play, it does become quote unquote dangerous to me. Because it's outside of this, the rules that I've set for myself, the rules that my nervous system have created for myself of what a productive, good person is supposed to do. And so fun is threatening. Play is threatening. Rest is threatening. Now, all these things have been changing as I've been learning and growing and developing nervous system, which is the best part about neuroplasticity and building up that awareness. But my guess would be a lot of people who struggle with fun, they are stuck in a survival state, hyper or hypo. And that survival state, fun is not a priority when you're in survival.
Yeah. And it's interesting because as you're saying that, I'm working on rest because I guess I see fun as being, it can be productive because I'm connecting with other people, which I know is great for my nervous system. But the rest is something that I'm working on where it's like just sitting on the couch. I'll notice if my husband, I'll hear him pull up and all of a sudden I'll sit up and I'll go start walking around the kitchen and he doesn't care. But I notice if those rare times where I do sit down and rest, I'm like, it doesn't feel safe.
Yeah. That's pretty common. But I do think fun falls in that category as well. Now, before I want us to talk how to create more fun, what do you think of fun being a distraction, a buffer? Is fun good all the time? Should we be chasing fun?
I love this. I think it's when we're talking about buffers. So a buffer, just to go over the quick definition, a buffer is something that we do so we don't have to feel an emotion and it has a net negative. So when I'm done, if I'm just always having fun, then I'm probably not getting my laundry done or taking care of clients. So if there's a net negative, then yes, I think it definitely can be. And that's a question I'm often asking myself because I grew up in a home where we did have a lot of fun. My mom was she had her own Super Soaker 2000, big old, like a double barrel squirt gun. And I couldn't, if she was outside watering the garden, I knew she was going to spray me. It was just, you know, we had a lot of fun and fun was definitely part of the environment. And looking back, I think a lot of it was, wow, that was really hard. And I think it can be a coping mechanism. Mm-hmm. So I check in with myself, like, am I doing this because I want to have a good time and to relieve stress? Or am I doing this because I can't handle? So I think it's important to just to have that awareness. Why am I doing this?
Yeah, I agree. And I think sometimes having fun deliberately, because we want to build connection, we want to build unity, we want to build memories, experiences, is very different than having fun because I want to avoid certain things. I don't want to feel certain things. I don't want to have conversations about certain things. I'm in constant mode where I don't want to feel the boredom. I look at it like when, as we're raising kids, I know your kids are, no, they're a little bit younger than mine, but I do look at, I knew that I want to have fun with my kids, but life isn't all about fun. So every weekend, there was sometimes this mentality of, what are we doing this weekend? And I was like, we're doing chores, and then we're going to make lunch, and then I'll take you to soccer practice, like the 3,000th time, and then we're going to come home and eat and watch some TV and go to bed. And then sometimes I would try to deliberately, like, yeah, we are going to do something creative or something fun. I wanted to include, especially since I struggled with fun, I tried to include different things. But I think it's balancing also that not everything is going to be fun. Now, we had a blended family, so that was particularly challenging because we didn't have our kids all the time. So it was almost like there was competition with the other house.
Yeah,
house
of course.
It was more fun. And I can tell you, hands down, our house was not the fun house for both. There were lots of other activities. And that was hard. Because I was like, yeah, but we have homework to do. And we have chores to do. And we have five kids altogether. But the deliberate planning of fun was something helped us. And still to this day, I plan at Christmas time, we have a family fun day. This year, we went and played laser tag, went for Chinese food, and then went to a karaoke bar in a private room and sang karaoke. Now, my kids may argue, not all of that was fun. But I have the videos that prove they had a good time. But that deliberate planning of fun was because I deliberately wanted the connection. And I still do, the connection, the unity, some time to be together, as opposed to, I don't want to have to deal with this. So we're just going to have distractions of fun.
Yeah.
That makes
sense. And I think too, that I think there's the deliberate planning of it. And some of the things I want to share in just a minute are the non-deliberate, just the spontaneity.
Yeah.
I think that, and that, depending on your nervous system, that might not feel safe either.
Yeah.
But I think that, it's I think it's important to recognize that we all have fun in different ways. So to look at it and to ask the question, how can I create fun for me or for my family?
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, and I agree, the spontaneous, because some of our most fun moments are moments that were unexpected, unplanned. But I will say it's nervous system and environment. Like, I knew I had to very deliberately for my family do some creation of fun because we only had limited time together. And yet also leaving, like you said, that space for fun to naturally occur, and whenever it would occur, wherever it would occur. So let's dive into your how to create more fun.
And I have a fun little title for this. The Fundamentals. Fun in all caps. F-U-N, all caps. Dementals of fun.
Beautiful.
So I want to look at there. I broke this down into three main buckets. So to look for it, to create it, and to share it. Mm. And then under that, I pulled a Leah and I've got lots of things under there. So the first thing with to look for fun, and I like to think of it as looking through the lens of a child. Kids are so good at having a good time. They don't need to plan it. They just do it. So I like to think of that as to release your inner child. What are the things that you would have loved to do as a child? So like jumping in the leaves or a snowball fight. I'm 51 years old, and one of my very favorite things to do is to jump in puddles. Like after it's rained hard, I'll put on my Chaco sandals and just go. I'm going to take you puddle stomping, Leah. I'm going to get you puddle stomping.
I don't know if I'd like that. No. I'm getting better at being able to walk through a puddle if I have to.
I'm going to get you. We're going to go on a trip and we're going to puddle stomp. That's my thing now.
Yeah.
Or just maybe puddle stomping isn't your thing, but things, you know, just like moving your body in fun ways. I have one of my besties. We went on a girls' trip and there was this suspension bridge that was a little bit rickety. And we skipped across the suspension bridge. And it was just like doing those things. And I love being at the point now where I don't care what people. Well, yeah. You can't see it. I do care. But...
I know what you mean. As you hit a certain age where it becomes less and less important what it looks like to others.
Yeah. So it's, my husband was running with his running partner and I was riding my bike and there's a big pile of leaves. And so anytime I notice, I want to jump in those. I'm like, you know what? Stop your bike and go jump in the leaves. So he looks at me like I'm bonkers a lot of times, but it's, you know what? I want to go have a good time. So just looking for those opportunities, dancing in the rain, one of my favorite things to do. So much fun. And then ways that we can look for fun is to be creative. Like I love your doodling. I love that. That's not something I normally would do. And I've been doodling almost every day. I love, because it's fun. It's just like letting that out and it's good for your nervous system.
Yeah.
Or like making, my son and I, a couple months ago, we were bored and we made a video of, you know how you stand behind someone and you put your arms and.
Oh, like, yes.
So he was brushing my teeth and it was just, you know, like doing those.
So fun. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's a lot of times where they look at me and it's like, oh, Mom, seriously, are we going to do this again? But if they'll do it with me, I love creating those opportunities.
Yeah. When you said the inner child, like finding access to your inner child. And I think that stems back to why some people do struggle with fun is that there are a lot of people who have challenging childhoods, adverse childhood experiences, that life wasn't so fun. And it can become even more discouraging if you're thinking, like, think of what your child would like. I have no idea what my child would like. My child wasn't allowed fun. My child didn't have fun. And so I love that as one perspective. And I like that you're giving us ideas too. And I just want to normalize it for people that if you hear, what did you like as a child? And you come up blank. Okay, you're not broken. It's okay. It just means that throughout your childhood, your nervous system was probably primed to be more in survival mode and had a harder time with that. And this is why listening to things like this podcast and hearing like the way Chris has fun is just an opportunity for you to start saying, maybe I can try that now because I'm not my child anymore. This is why we're working on our nervous systems. We're working for this change. And can I introduce the idea of stopping my bike and going and jumping into leaves and trying it out and seeing what happens? And it may not work for you. That's exactly what happened to me with doodling. It's like I started, wow, this is weird. I'm not going to do this. I have no talent, no creativity. Yeah. Once I started doing it, it became, like you said, fun. And, this is something I've never experienced. So I just wanted to add that in for the people who struggle with this idea of, I don't know what my child did for fun, quite frankly.
Yeah. And giving yourself, just because my definition of fun looks one way, fun could be like baking something or knitting, crocheting, finding different things that are fun for you. And it doesn't, that's all going to be very relative.
Yeah.
I think another thing that it's important to, I've got friends that they love to find hearts, like in nature, they'll go on there's a heart rock or a heart cloud, and having little things like that, almost like little games we can train our brains, the whole idea of neuroplasticity. To look for it. Mm-hmm. This might be TMI, but the other day I was in the shower and there was hair in the shape of a smiley face. And I just smiled at that. I'm like, it is smiling at me. And looking for those little opportunities to, you know, and just to slow down and enjoy the funny things. Or sometimes my kids will, I walked in the kitchen once and there were, the fruit bowl had been arranged like a smiley face. Just looking for those little goofy things and then to appreciate that and to just soak it in like, mm-hmm. this is funny. That made me smile. How does my body feel right now as I'm enjoying that little, I think of it as like a glimmer, just yeah. enjoying that little bit of excitement. Mm-hmm. Another thing, my dad's the cutest. He's 91 and he always talks about the 11th commandment. And it's funny because he never swears, and I'm not one to swear either, but you can during this one. Oh. And that is, thou shalt not get too damn serious. And I love that because so much of life is so serious. And what can we do to just, I made a photo book that I've got here. These are all the times where my kids made a massive mess and I learned to take a photo of it. One of my favorites when my middle son, he helped us paint and he was just covered in paint. It was a disaster. And it's like, you know what? There's nothing I can do about it. Take the picture. And now it's like one of my favorite pictures. So just
I love that. So looking for the fun in a situation that appears. So great, great suggestions.
That might not be so fun.
Yeah.
Another thing is to create more fun. So there are a lot of times life is not fun and it's one of my favorite things. And I should have had you sign a waiver that you'll still be my friend after I tell you all these things. But one of my favorite questions is how can I make this more fun?
Right.
So for example, you get the little postcard that said, it's time to schedule your mammogram.
Mm-hmm.
So one of my favorite things to do, and they're probably catching on to me now, but I'll call and I'll say, this is Chris Rich. I'm calling to RSVP for my mammogram.
I love it.
But just making those, I don't want to go have it done. I'm going to, but and looking for ways to create fun, not only for me, but to make someone else smile in their day because they're just scheduling these and they're hearing hard things. I love being spontaneous, those little times where, you know, the point, I can't tell you how many times I have been doing laundry downstairs in my basement and when we used to have a lot of costumes, I would pull out the gorilla mask or the horse head and I'll just walk through the kitchen and my people just look at me like, come on, mom, seriously, you're doing this again? But it just makes me giggle and they don't even, one day they'll realize that most moms didn't do that, but it was those little goofy things. Or one of my favorites, this is a super fun one. When you're making lasagna, to have a noodle fight with those cooked noodles, my kids know, watch out because I will chase you down and start
beating you
with a wet noodle. But that, or like making bread dough when I love to make bread and sometimes they'll walk by and I'll just grab the dough and just, you know, bop them on the cheek. It's not going to hurt them. Just, you know, having a good time so it's not planned fun, but it's like when I notice the thought come up, like, you know what, go chase them with a water gun or whatever to just let myself slow down and have a good time. I've got a bunch of things under here, but to say yes, take the dare. I was with my son in Boston the other day and he's like, mom, I dare you to run through that flock of pigeons. And I'm like, I'm doing it. So just, you know, take the dare. Or to, I think one of my favorite, my husband, we were talking about going to Canada and I remember it was Easter Sunday. And we had all just got our passports for some reason. I can't remember what was going on, but he's like, when are we going to Canada? And jokingly, he's like, we could go today. And we literally packed up our Easter dinner and hopped in the car. He's like, we're leaving in 15 minutes. It's going to be cold. Go grab a coat, a hat, a change of clothes. And that trip was so fun. We had no idea what we were doing, but just having those spontaneous things and saying yes, I think can be super fun.
Yeah, I love that one.
And have just little traditions. We have different holidays that we've made up in our family. One, we have what we call the no manners dinner. We don't do it now, but when my kids were little, we would go outside and like, you can't say please, you can't say thank you. I wouldn't give him silverware. And it turned into a big, gigantic mess that we learned to do it outside. Yeah. But just making, or here's one. I actually have a visual aid. Are you ready for this?
I am.
Promise you'll still be my friend.
Let's see it. No.
I'm going to have you sign a waiver. Anytime I have grapes or cherry tomatoes, I have to do this. You put them in your lip.
Oh my gosh, that is so funny. Yes, you've got to go on YouTube and just watch. Watch what she's doing. Yes.
But having those little goofy things that it's just like, I've even done it like at a funeral luncheon before. It's like, I've got my grapes, and having those little things to just make life so it's not so serious.
Yeah, not so heavy. Lighten up, make it easy, make it light, make it playful. Yeah.
Novelty, trying the, when we're on vacation or something, trying the lobster ice cream. I don't recommend it, but go try it.
Yeah.
Or the cheeseburger.
Yeah.
The cheeseburger on a glazed donut. Trying those little unique things.
That sounds good.
So good. Or the Rice Krispie chicken. It was a chicken sandwich on Rice Krispie squares.
Oh, that is. Yeah. So fun is, I see fun often being tied to creativity too, is mm-hmm. that just creatively doing things differently can be fun. Like taking an everyday thing and being fun. I think of that even like sometimes for things like dinner can be fun when you change things up. I know we did a couple of years ago. I had all my kids home and I didn't know what we would have for dinner. And I'm like, let's just get a ton of McDonald's cheeseburgers. And we just walked in, and I know they're not good for you. Nobody has to tell me that. But I just ordered 25 McDonald's cheeseburgers because there's like a lot of us. And it ended up being, we took a picture of it, and it reminded me of when I was a kid, I used to have this book about Shamu the whale, and mm-hmm. he was a killer whale. And they had a picture. I've looked for this book. If anybody remembers this book and knows where to get it, please find it and send it to me. And they just showed how many cheeseburgers Shamu the whale would eat. And so there was a whole pile, and it was like thousands, right? And so I had told my kids about this. So we piled all the cheeseburgers and took a picture. And this past Christmas, we were talking about, should we do that again? And then I had forgotten about Shamu, but one of my kids was just like, oh, you want to do the picture again because of your book and the whale? I'm like, oh, I forgot about that. But it made it fun because then it also, it creates the memory dividend. I remember when we did that. And then we're like, let's go do it again because it was fun. So doing something like the ordinary, it's just dinner, but taking it and making it a little bit more fun.
Or having like breakfast for dinner, or pulling out the You Are Special plate.
Yeah.
The life can be so boring and mundane, but just those little tiny things. And the last thing that I was going to, my third bucket was to share it. And you mentioned, you know, take a picture. I love those, like you talk about those memory dividends. I love looking back and at those great memories, or sharing it. Find your people that want to have a good time with you and hang out with them. I've got one of my best friends from kindergarten. We've gone on a couple girls trip, and we always, I shouldn't tell you this, you got to promise again, you'll still be my friend. We always jump on the bed in the hotel. We find a slide at a park. We jump in puzzles. We have our, not in puzzles. We jump in huddles, although puzzles, that could be fun too.
You can jump in and do a puzzle. So fun.
Yeah. And that can be, that can be a fun
people.
Thing.
Yeah.
Or just those little, I've got another friend where we were training for a marathon and we were running and I thought we were actually going to die. It was horrible. And okay, I'm being dramatic. I just didn't want to run anymore. But there was a sheet of bubble wrap on the sidewalk, and you bet we stopped and popped. We were jumping on it and just taking the, finding those people that want to have fun.
And I think it's a, it is a connecting, a bonding activity. Like I look at even like our relationships, who are you closest with? And they're usually people you do have fun with. And as I was saying that, I was thinking, what is fun? Like, how do I know I'm having fun? How do I? And for me, having fun, really, it's that feeling, that internal feeling, lightness, aliveness, openness. And for me, fun almost always is paired with laughter. So yeah. When I look at who do I laugh with, what do I laugh, where do I laugh? And I'm attracted to, looking forward to certain friends that I know I just have a great time with. I know, like with my husband, we are laughing nonstop. With my kids, one of the things I look forward to the most when everybody's together is how much laughter there is. Mm-hmm. That's for me, laughter and fun. What about you? Is that similar? How do you define what fun is for you? How do you know you're having fun?
We were talking about this in our class the other day that I can't remember exactly the quote, but when my eyes light up.
Yes. Yeah.
And recognizing my eyes are lighting up and thinking about that, how can I make other people's eyes light up? How can I help my kids to lighten up their eyes? And that's something I think about that. And I'm very deliberate and intentional with that, about sharing the funny story with someone, making the little comment to mm-hmm. just to help people smile.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like this, a light, open, safe feeling is how.
Yeah.
And it does. I mean, it doesn't.
Always there.
Yeah. It doesn't. And I think I love a good belly laugh. I was with some girlfriends a couple of weeks ago and we were laughing so hard, I could not breathe at all. And I love that. I love those times. Are we going to have those all the time? No. It's great when they come up. But putting a little sparkle in someone's eye. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's just, another thing that I do, I have pep talks with myself multiple times. Every time I wash my hands in the bathroom, I'll kind of smile at myself or give myself a little wink or even a goofy face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. Thank you so much. I think it's awesome that look for fun, create fun, share fun, and the mixture of deliberate creation and then spontaneous creation as well. And then I love sharing it. Thank you so much for being here. Can you share everybody where they could find Fun Chris?
Yes. So you can find me on my website, chrisrichcoaching.com. I'm also on Instagram and Facebook, and I'm also the host of the Mixed Faith Relationship podcast. So those are a couple of places. Or you can just come and show up on my porch and I'll go have fun with you.
Don't give your address, but I may just do that after we hit, stop recording. I'll get that. All right. Thank you so much, everybody. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Building Resilience podcast. If you're interested in learning a little bit more about managing stress, building resilience, and leading a more purposeful life, then make sure we're connected on Instagram and Facebook at Leah Davidson Life Coaching. You can also subscribe to my weekly newsletter at www.leahdavidsonlifecoaching.com/newsletter. Looking forward to connecting.